Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Getting into college can take years of preparation and work. College itself can be a series of rituals into adulthood, acceptance letters, decision day, move-in day. Those ceremonies speak to the transition from childhood to adult, or so we can tell ourselves. Well, what happens when that journey is disrupted by a global pandemic? For many parents of college students, the empty nest is no longer empty, as students learn remotely from their childhood bedrooms, or they call home more often, worried about a virus, about quarantine, or even about campus policies. Reverend Dennis Toome is Dean of Chapel at the University of Sioux Falls, and he joins us today to talk about expectations, disruption, and resilience. Reverend Toome, thanks for being here. It's been a while. It's nice to talk to you again.
It's nice to get caught up with you. Thanks for having me.
How are things going at the University of Sioux Falls? Is it as the university kind of tries to figure out how to keep the learning going but also respond to a virus? What are some of the things you've been hearing from students about their state of mind?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We had done so much with social distancing. I just got done with a class where we had 30 students in an 800-seat auditorium spread out. So everything is a little surreal. I'm very pleased to see how many of our students are doing well. And our numbers right now are good as far as infection, but that can change in a matter of days. So we just take it one step at a time and always praying for wisdom to know what the next thing to do.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that disruption, because I know in our household, my daughter was off to college and now she's learning remotely because she goes to college out of state. So she's back home. And a lot of those parents were redoing the childhood bedroom to make it look more like an adult space or a college student space. And let's talk to the parents a little bit of college-age students who are either learning remotely and have bounced back in this way, or maybe calling home more often because the world that they're navigating is something that they weren't really prepared for. How should parents kind of look at this time in their child's life and what's essential to their development at this point and how it's being disrupted?
It's a great question. I think we're finally coming to grips with the complexity of the situation. Last March, when things started to change, everyone was hoping, I think people were a little bit of a state of denial and thinking this too will pass. Well, it will pass, but now we realize it's going to take a lot longer. I think one of the things you have to remember is this is a generation that was fed this graduation speech of if you can dream it, you can achieve it. Just work hard and anything's possible. And suddenly reality starts to challenge some of those illusions in ways that we haven't had to deal with for a long time. I've been working at a college campus now for nearly 30 years, and it's very different right now. Suddenly, there's nationwide statistics verify this, that you're seeing more students admit that they're struggling, that there's an anxiety factor. And suicide rates have gone up over the last decade anyhow because of many dynamics. So we're really seeing some very, very serious things that have to be talked through in a family context. It's so great to watch a student grow over those years in college. But right now it's demanding a lot of students as they try to think through the implications. So I think a lot of communication has to happen, a lot of talking through, and something that hasn't had to happen for a long time.
Do you think that many students are rethinking, you know, does this become about figuring out what to do, you know, this semester? Or does it become more of an existential problem? Like, are they rethinking why they're in college in the first place? Are they rethinking their career paths? Are they rethinking, you know, why this sort of, yeah, you know, what's the point in all this? Especially when you're taking away some of the traditional college experiences of dorm life and social activities and the things that really we're not allowed to or not supposed to be doing right now.
Right.
Is there a clarification, you know, moment for students, for college age students?
I keep going back to what I heard my parents talk about. Okay, you know, my parents were part of that so-called greatest generation, where my dad, for example, couldn't go beyond the eighth grade because economic realities in the Dirty 30s just simply didn't allow him to leave the farm to go to high school. Now, we're not dealing with something quite like that, but we are dealing with existential realities that are hard, that are very, that are deeply challenging. And a lot of it, I think, comes back to this idea of, really building emotional intelligence in our kids. The idea of realizing that we have some challenges to face, and we're not sure what that looks like. And, you know, there's this term that gets thrown around, like toxic optimism. You know, this is not a time to just say, well, you know, everything will be fine. When we don't know exactly what things will be. But on the other hand, is the catastrophizing doesn't work either. Being realistic and, to use an AA term, one day at a time, is really critical right now, and with this idea of fostering reasonable hope.
Do parents need to worry about some of the things that they were focused on before? Because I remember sending my daughter off for her freshman year, there was a whole lot of, get used to not hearing from them, don't try to, rescue them. Or, parents of this generation right. have been told a lot about not being helicopter parents or not hovering, right. Not doing for your kids the things that they can do for themselves. It was almost beaten in our heads at some point that we were all sort of horrific helicopter parents. It got annoying, frankly. And now I'm wondering, like, as I listen to you talk, I think that's maybe not the top concern right now. Maybe the top concern is what you were just saying about emotional intelligence and listening and bonding as a family. Maybe whether or not you do their laundry is not the thing to be thinking about right now. That's small potatoes compared to everything else. Where should we put our energy is my question to you. Like, as parents, what's your advice on where we put our energy in helping our students be the adult that that they are growing into right now?
You know, I think one of the, ironically, I've been watching Frozen time and time again with my granddaughter, and Frozen 2 has this theme song of do the next right thing, and I'm surprised at the wisdom that has come to my granddaughter through that song. But I think so much of it is what do we need? What is the next right thing right now for my child? Right now, they may need that nurture that is in doing their laundry for them. Whereas, we say we want to push them out of the nest, we want to get them going. But at what point do you bring them back? At what point do you need to make an extra phone call for your child? Because they are still developmentally in that in a bit of a trauma right now. The rules are, try to get them going, try to push them, use the old Scott Peck line, life is difficult, and use discipline and dedication to reality and keep moving. But that's going to look a little different for every individual. And I think that one of the things I've noticed with our students is those that have a social network are doing much better, of course, and that's obvious. But making good choices right now is really critical. It's real easy to fall into a nihilism where you just say, "Well, it don't matter anymore," or "If I get it, I get it." You know, we've seen college students nationwide do some really stupid things because life is hard. And so they go go have a big party or a big COVID party. There's a real need to talk through this in an intelligent way, and that takes a lot of time for a parent. You as a parent were hoping to have a little more time to yourself, and now all of a sudden, that's been delayed. We're definitely in a different time frame.
Yeah, I was typing the word empty nest earlier today, and I hit a typo, and it was the empty next. And I thought, well, maybe we should call it that anyway. Why should we call it the empty next? So what would you say to parents who are trying to adjust to that? I mean, we think about the students so much, but this is also about a generation, Gen X, of parents who largely were, you know, the first generation of latchkey kids and now are being asked to do a whole lot of things and step into a role that maybe this generation hasn't stepped into before in some ways, if I may be so bold as to say that. But how do parents look at this time? How do Gen X parents who were raised one way and have been raising their children in another way step back and look at the big picture?
Right. You're absolutely right that this is a time where some parents have to, quite frankly, go get some counseling and talk this through with other sane adults, because it's not uncommon in working with college students to find college students who are more mature than their parents. And that's a heartbreaking thing when you see students having to parent their parents. This is one of those crisis points in our culture that we're really needing to look at our spiritual resources and like your previous segment was talking about, you know, learning self-care. And a lot of parents aren't really there themselves. And so it really is a time for a lot of parents to step up for the sake of their kids. And do things, not do it for them, but do it with them, and take on these challenges. We are in an opportune moment in history, and Karl Barth was one of the most towering theologians of the 20th century, preached many a sermon during World War I, and yet never really referred, in all his recorded sermons, never referred to the war itself, but in fact just kept talking about these opportune moments in which we live. And I think the idea of realistic optimism is saying, you know, we are living in an opportune moment that can make a difference, not just for us, but in the course of history. Not to be grandiose about it, but I really do see that we need to present our students and our parents with the opportunity to rise to the occasion. Mm-hmm.
Reverend Dennis Toome, Dean of Chapel and Instructor in Religion at the University of South Dakota, I just knew there was a reason I called you. So thank you. Thank you for all your insight today. I appreciate it.
It's fun to just touch bases with you and hang in there. You know, grace abounds, and we have to keep coming back to grace because nobody's handling this thing perfectly. And we need to be gracious with one another that's hard when we're frustrated, when we're scared, when we're nervous.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling.